with the old and in with the new. It's the new me. It's just about that time when you start making a list of how you can be a better person in the new year. Ontario is adding recycling to that list, or rather, recycling collection. The City of Toronto is reminding residents this week that the province will take over what's long been a city-run service, emptying out your blue bins. Here's what's changing as of January 1st.
Who do you call?
I'm not going to say it.
Instead of the city picking up your recyclables, a private company by the name of Circular Materials will now handle that responsibility. This transition is mandated by the province, and the announcement is for single-family homes, some multi-residential buildings, schools, long-term care facilities, and retirement homes. Private collectors will also be responsible for any miscollection, bin repair, or replacement from now on. This move saves the city just about $10 million in funding per year. Toronto's General Manager of Solid Waste Management Services, Matt Keeler, says that money is being used to offset rate hikes, likening the chances of lower tax hikes charged to homeowners. But the Toronto City Councillor and Chair of the Infrastructure and Environment Committee told reporters she's skeptical about whether the province will be able to maintain the city's same service levels. 311 is actively used for any missed pickups or problems with the blue bin. That's not available now. Here's Councillor Paula Fletcher on Thursday morning from City Hall.
My hope is that will be a smooth transition, but having seen the number of calls, that was 2024, 24,000 311 interactions about the blue bin, that's over 2,000 a month for the City of Toronto. Having seen that and know what Torontonians expect, I'm a tiny bit worried that this new company will not understand what the level of service that Torontonians have come to expect. So even in the 10 million savings, part of what we do is 24,000 calls are all answered, they're all looked after, go and pick up the missing, try not to keep things on the street too long. That to me is the level of service that we've given, but that's our expectation of Circular Materials.
City staff say they lack any authority to fine Circular Materials for any missed collections or poor service, but they've been working closely with this provider. Staff say they're working hard to ensure the same expectations that have come to be expected by the city, by council, and by residents are met.
So if things go off the rails here, I believe that the province is going to have to say, oops, because there are 25 MPPs here in the City of Toronto, and it is now technically their program.
There are no impacts on how residents recycle. Blue bins remain in use, just with a new fancy sticker.
There is a phone number. Everybody got a sticker, so it's there. You can read it. It's probably not as big as I would have made it, but it's there.
City staff say Toronto residents should continue to follow their regular collection schedule. New materials will also be accepted now, including items like toothpaste tubes, deodorant, black plastic containers, and more.
We're sad to see it go, but it's going to Circular Materials January the 1st, and now we're letting everybody know here's what you have to do for recycling in the new year.
The City of Toronto will still be responsible for the collection of garbage as well as gray and green bins. No city workers will lose their job. Instead, workers will be reassigned. This has been your community news update. For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Mia Johnson.